on my Fix It Up Live.
We ditch Undelist Designs at the Formica booth at Design Construction Week in Las Vegas with cool colors, burning trends, and leading edge specs.
We get started with the nuts, bolts, boards, and tools of renovation with DIY Network's Redolent Rescue Renovation host, Kayleen McCabe.
Lori Marks, Home Improvement, and what are you
Home Improvement Impresario.
Impresario! It's like the $4,000 word.
Impresario.
Well, Lori Marks from HGTV Remodels and CookingChannelTV.com. Good to know. Feeds us from DIY fun and design tips.
From dirty boots to dust-ups to totally on trend, it's a design feast right now on my Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you walked in tonight, into my Fix It Up Life.
And you have walked into my Fix It Up Life at Design Construction Week,
yeah.
First ever.
Yes.
And we are here.
Oh, we're in the Cabus side, baby. What is up, Cabus?
Yeah, we got applause from out there.
Yeah.
Cabus, look at your necklace. Are you kidding me? Is that your shirt?
Okay, Marcy over here is a gorgeous necklace. But we're here in Formica, though. You have to come back over here.
Hold on a second. We're here with the president, CEO, and I think he owns Formica, Mitch Quint.
He invented Formica, too.
I just got promoted, apparently.
She has a better necklace than you. Can you come on later?
My schedule's very flexible. However you want to work this.
Well, thank you for having us here at Formica, because you guys have a gorgeous booth. And, you know, if I were actually on my computer at home,
yes.
Because I always am, usually, on my computer,
you should get
or on
outside
my phone
and play,
or
you know, play in the yard a little bit.
My shopping cart would be full right now because I was walking around looking at all the new gorgeous patterns that you have for 180FX. And the Red Dragon, well, that's in my shopping cart. Oh, and then did you see the wood? Did you see, what is this one called?
I don't know, let's shuffle some papers.
The black walnut timber?
Black walnut timber, yes.
That's in the shopping cart.
Love.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah, and the magma shopping cart.
They're very exciting names. Now, is it just because that's a coincidence this time, but Red Dragon magma, I mean, that's coming after it.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's part of the marketing genius of Formica. But, you know, I can tell you right now that's not me personally, but we got a great team. But
taking full credit.
Yeah,
understood.
Yeah, well, exactly. At the end of the day, of course. But the most important thing is, listen, at Formica, we're very proud of first of all, our relationship with my Fix It Up Life. I think this is our third or fourth year on your show, and we appreciate it. And we're happy to be here at KBez/IBS. But most importantly, we're always proud to be promoting our product, which is Formica laminate products and our auxiliary products that go with that. And each year we try to bring out something fun and new, and it starts with the designs. And as you talked about, we have a whole set of new designs around our 180FX product. And then our marketing team kicks in, and then comes the Red Dragon and the magma and all the good stuff that goes with the name.
Oh, I love that. Now 180FX literally looks so real that you can barely tell, if at all, that it's not granite, that it's not stone, that it's not a wood product.
Exactly. I mean, a few years ago, we had a breakthrough in the print technology, working with our printers, and we were able to recreate some really high-end looks in terms of granite and wood products. And our goal is to deliver people, the end consumer, a value product that they can afford, a very high-end look at an affordable price. Because at the end of the day, those looks that you're looking at, the magma and the Red Dragon, those are exquisite granite products that would be extremely expensive and unattainable. We bring it with great durability in the laminate category to the average consumer, and that's our goal.
Well, and then you pile on the Ideal Edge, too. And then with all of the sparkle and the texture, I dare anyone to walk by and not touch and say, you know, what is that? Because the texture is beautiful, and the shimmer and the sheen and everything, it just sort of comes to life, and you don't know that it's laminate at all. Like, it's
exactly one of my
like
favorite parts of the show is when people just walk in and they start running their hands across the product, and then their first question is, what is this, right? And you say, this is Formica. And then, you know, everyone will often say, that's not my grandma's Formica anymore,
yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
So well, that's part of where we're taking the business. But it's both the design, the finish, and then we have the Formica Ideal Edge, which is a laminated molding around that goes around the edge of the countertop that gives it a a clean, crisp, finished look.
Sort of seamless, solid through and through.
Exactly.
So you don't see those brown lines anymore.
You don't see the brown lines. And also, and I was in there in the booth, and I was trying to ask a question because you've got some of these counters cantilevered like 2 or 3 feet. And I asked, can you do that in real life? And he said, you're not supposed to. And actually, Mark, we need to tell you that. Don't jump on it. Because that's what I was thinking about. That's why I really asked that.
Because we've seen you do it before. Yeah. That's just a liability issue.
See, that's the thing, too, is like 2 or 3 feet. But now I'm thinking about, like, how many miles is it that these patterns don't repeat? Like, it goes on for forever.
Well, exactly. The large-scale prints, they are basically recreating nature, so they very rarely repeat, and so you don't see the same visual image again and again as you go down the laminate. So you can go a very long stretch of laminate and have, you know, what looks like virgin material all the way through.
It's fantastic. And to see that edge come around gives it the true feeling of the solid, but it's not cold. And it's not, I'm not going to break a glass on it either, which is why I actually, and I'm not making this up because we're sitting here, I like laminate. I like the way it feels under the dishes. I like the way it feels under glasses. I like cleaning it. It's just,
well,
it works.
You know, under the dishes is one thing, but I think the Red Dragon is too beautiful to be under dishes. It needs to be on a wall. Like,
don't
cover it up with your plates and everything. Like, make it a feature wall in your home. And that's, like, really wow.
Can we use that instead of drywall? Just laminate everything?
I think we are.
You can use it in vertical applications. You need to apply it to a substrate that's not drywall, but absolutely you can use it.
Okay,
but
I think the paper would tear off the drywall.
Could we do it on the ceiling, too?
You could. You can do anything you want. Laminate is incredibly flexible.
Red Dragon room.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I want to live in a lounge.
You would achieve that look.
Hi, Mark. Where's your bathroom upstairs? Well, you go past the Red Dragon room, then it's past the magma pit, and it's over there on the right. It has no title, but...
That is fantastic. So all of these are new here at the show. Some of them have come out that we're seeing in the booth.
Exactly. There's a number of products that are new to the market that we're just having in the booth right now that we're introducing in the next month or so out to the broader marketplace. We wanted to bring it here first and let everyone get a good look at it.
Now, where can people buy 180FX? Where do they go?
Well, first of all, you can come to formica.com, and we have a great display gallery and all kind of design tools, so you can look at what your kitchen would look like with the, you know, any color cabinets and then the different laminates on the countertop. And then from there, you can order a sample and take that sample to any kitchen and bath dealer or to any builder that you work with, and they'll be able to work with their local fabricators and distributors to get the product.
Love it. Everybody
Easy.
Has to go to formica.com and check out these new beautiful patterns.
Absolutely.
And we have to go to a break, so we'll be back with more from Design Construction Week at the Formica booth and my Fix It Up Life.
So, she said, have I got a little store for you? What you thought was a daddy, nothing but a... While you were sick, home alone at age 13, your real daddy was dying. Sorry you didn't see him, but I'm glad we talked. I'm still alive.
Curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Oh, I'm still alive, I'm still alive, yeah.
still alive and I'm living large inside the four Micah booth at Design Construction Week with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark. And this is like a kitchen and bath, like, I don't know. It's a fantasy. It's being around all of these beautiful kitchen and bath products, and I don't have to clean a single one of them.
No, and you walk through, and every stove is awesome.
It's beautiful. Like, there's no fingerprints. There's no, like, paint everywhere. Like, our son poured out a quart of paint on our way out the door to come to Las Vegas.
Sweet of him.
I know. And sweet of him, the voice is Lori March. How are you?
Hi.
You're
a doll. I'm so good. How are you?
It's so good to see you.
Good to see you, too, in Candyland.
Yes, yes, we're in Candyland. And I'm going to be shopping all day looking for beautiful things.
Yeah.
And you've got so many projects that you do for HGTV remodels and HGTV Gardens now, too.
Yeah, it's so exciting. I mean, you know, the sprawl, the amazing sprawl of HGTV, we're everywhere.
You are.
It's true.
I'm going to open up my closet one day. You'll be in there.
Yeah.
You'll be, like, fixing up my closet. You're like, it's your personal closet. HGTV remodels.
Closet. Theater line.
Yeah.
Really good. You deserve some beautiful bling on
and
your closet
drawers.
I'll
go pour a glass of wine. I'll bring it back, put it in the closet.
You're
now
in on this, right?
Now we're talking cedar closet. Sign me up. Are you kidding me? I love projects like that. A little tongue and groove. You know, put it in there, sand it up. It smells nice.
Yes.
As our friend Grundy would say.
Grundy.
What he would say in this particular circumstance is not relevant and possibly offensive.
Yes, it is.
That's what we love about Grundy.
Cedar closets, : get off me.
So let's walk down the road a little bit. So HGTV Gardens, tell us a little bit about it because I don't know anything about it. Do you know, Mark?
I know everything about
it.
Okay.
We'll quiz him.
Yeah, so HGTV just launched a great new site called HGTV Gardens, and it's kind of an amazing romp through all the plants and the growing zones, which I think a lot of people don't even realize, you know, that you can get in that site and search by your growing zone and your zip code and track down plants and vegetables and things that you can grow in your own area. There's lots of galleries for inspiration and just amazing gardening stuff there. So it's super fun. I mean, there is a G in HGTV.
Yes, there
yes.
is.
It's true. Yes. So you kind of have to have that. Is it contractual? I mean, you can level with us.
It's just it's vital, you know.
Yes.
As a garden nerd with two green thumbs, you know, I'm excited about it myself.
Do you grow food at your house?
I do. I have a crazy urban vertical garden where I train anything that vines up a wall. And so squashes, tomatoes, sort of anything, cucumbers, beans, anything you can grow up, I grow up. And then you just have amazing soil and a raised bed so that you can grow quite a bit more per square foot.
Thanks. Okay. So, like,
I feed people. I make friends.
That's
neighbors.
What I'm saying. It's like you probably have amazing cookouts, too.
We do, yeah. And also I've started to eat vegetables that I didn't like before. I mean, that is the best cure. And you have a small human, so you know this. Sometimes they're not into eating vegetables. But if you grow something crazy and colorful and weird, suddenly they're like, hey, I'll try that.
Yeah.
I grew that. I picked it myself. I brought it in. I'm in on this. And I think it works in adults, too. It's working on me. I mean, I eat beets now and kale and chard.
Chard? I didn't even know that chard is food. I thought it was broken glass.
I feel like there's a letter difference there. There's a C or an S.
There might be, Mark. Yeah, be careful about that.
No shards. Don't be eating any shards.
Show me your plate before you try it, just to make sure.
Now, you're also doing a bunch of projects with Cooking Channel TV.
Yes. Yeah, it's called Good to Know, and it's with my friend and amazing scientist of food, Dan Pashman. And so, you know, he wears the apron and I wield the power tools.
Nice.
It's sort of, as I'm sure you can appreciate, it's a great combo plate. We dive into home improvement topics, but just how to live well, and then crazy explorations of food, sort of tailgating and how to live with kids and hang out. You just food for kids and just crazy fun stuff together.
So how do you live with kids?
Do you have
a secret to that?
I mean, I feel like you guys could write the book.
Yeah, well, we're working on that a little
bit. Yeah, we'll get busy on that right after they grow up.
Right.
And we have a few minutes.
Kids are constantly a surprise.
So
what I want to know, I saw that you did a project where you took a changing table and make it into a bar cart. Now, from babies to
booze.
How do you do that? What's your inspiration? You're like, that looks like it should have alcohol on it right now.
Yeah. Well, we're all into upcycling, and so a big chunk of what I do on DIY Network and HGTV Remodels is taking things that people would traditionally toss out and giving them a new life. And, you know, a passion of mine is, can we recycle and upcycle the entire thing? So a changing table seems like something that when the kid is, you know, out of diapers, you're moving on. It has some storage components, so it could be a shelf, but what we decided to do was take it straight to the living room for a real challenge. I mean, what parent has not said to themselves, self, I feel the need for a drink, right? Raising this amazing human has caused stress and toll and the joy of parenting.
Yes, celebration.
Yeah, the celebration
of
parenting.
The celebration of no longer needing diapers. You want to have a bar cart.
It's epic, yeah. Yes. So we converted it with a bunch of spray paint, some fabulous glittery glass that we repurposed, and then just styled it with all the right glassware that you need, put on some gorgeous brass casters, and bam. You're a party on wheels.
Bam.
Cool.
I want
to
be a party on wheels.
Yeah, anytime it's on wheels, I can just bring it with me.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
If I have to go to the bathroom or get some chips,
well.
I just tow it. I put it on a belt and a little chain.
Well, then when, you know, your kid is old enough, goes off to college, they'll be wheeling it into the, you know, into their apartment.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah. That was my changing table.
I got my butt wiped on there. Now we're having a kegger.
And it'll happen again.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's it. Do you call them keggers?
I try not to call them keggers in front of children.
Right.
Yeah,
good point.
But sure. I mean, I don't know if a keg would fit on a changing table, but certainly a plethora of gorgeous glassware and shiny alcohol does fit.
Well, how about this? How about we take it a different direction?
Sure.
Because you obviously take care of yourself. And you
most
did
days.
You did a project where you did some kind of fitness upfit. And I don't
yeah.
know about it, and I want to know more.
Yeah, we turned 6 feet of a wall into a hidden gym. So the point is, if you work out at home, you don't need your friends to know that you work out at home, right? So taking the time to create a space where you can whisk away all that gym and workout stuff the second that your friend comes over. Because to me, it's like, hey, you know, you want people to think you just look like this naturally.
Effortlessly.
I don't go to the gym.
Who
I just look like this.
Gym?
Right. So
only
we
the weak go to the gym.
We lined the walls with these amazing hexagon mirrors, which just looks like a wall treatment, but it doubles down as a great way to see yourself in the mirror and check your technique while you're working out. Great storage, a couple of multi-purpose benches that can double as a weight bench, and suddenly you have a workout space that with about 30 seconds, you can put it all away and nobody knows.
Okay, so where can people go to find out about that project?
That project is on youlive.com. It's also on the DIY Network, on the Made and Remade page, which has a ton of crafty and amazing projects there. HGTV Remodels, HGTV Gardens, if you want to grow something,
are
come
you
hang
on,
out.
You're on every single script website there
Foodnetwork.com.
is. Foodnetwork.com.
Yeah. I mean, I'm working
which
my way
one?
Up to
Great
travel.
Great American Country, right?
I'm not on
you're
country.
You're not on that one yet, but...
I do have cowboy boots,
okay.
But I'm not on country.
That right. qualifies you.
Yeah.
We'll have to get you on there.
And travel. I'm not... Hello, Travel Network. Hi.
Hi.
You should
Hi,
totally
Lori
travel.
March.
Like, we should go remodel other places together. Let's
yes,
do it.
Around the world.
Road trip.
Yeah.
Sold. Moving on.
Yeah.
Pack up the truck. Let's go.
Yeah, and we'll be on Great American Country because we'll, like, play guitar.
You
guys
yeah. can be the country. I'll come on your show for that.
We'll bring Tim Williams, timwilliams.com. I actually refer to him by website, not by name.
Well, I want to change the topic because I like to do that. But we're at the Kitchen and Bath Show right now. So is
this
there
instant.
This instant. We are, like, inside of it. There's thousands of people around us.
In there like swimwear.
It's, like, crazy.
In there like swimwear.
Yeah, here.
That is fantastic and will also be used like it's my very own.
Oh, my gosh.
You're
don't
welcome.
Say it creepily, though.
That
you're welcome.
And checking my technique
carefully,
in the mirror.
You don't
I check
say
my tech.
Don't say it that creepy way where you're ladies.
Ladies.
Yes, don't
yeah.
do that. So we're at the Kitchen and Bath Show. You work on, you know, you're cooking, you're building, you're doing all kinds of stuff. Is there a trend or a product or something that you're just, like, devouring and loving and wanting to use that you haven't been able to use yet?
It's a good question. To me, I'm looking for countertops that can go into anybody's home that are affordable. I'm looking for amazing faucets. I'm always looking for great tile innovations. Wood look tile is a big one. All my clients are asking to explore it. Gosh.
So what do you think about that wood look tile?
I mean, I think there's a lot of tech that has gone into it lately where instead of three or four pieces of wood that you're using, now these wood look tiles have 15 or 50 versions of a photo of a tile,
mm-hmm.
of a wood
yeah.
piece. And so suddenly, you know, you don't see that repeated pattern, which is an amazing development. And they're still pretty affordable, some even under $4 a square foot. So,
okay.
you know, throw a little radiant heat underneath.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Now you're talking.
So I mean.
At your home.
Yeah.
In your bathroom.
Yeah.
Where the garden's climbing up the wall.
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
how else would you water it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can you tell us something that's in your bathroom? Like what color, what tile? Is there something in there that
yeah.
you're actually, because like probably us and most people that do work that we do.
Right.
Always thinking about, oh, I wish I would have, I could have, I want to have.
Right.
Is there something in there that you just, that makes you so happy?
This year, I'm actually remodeling our cabin, installing a flip-down teak bench. Actually, it's a product that's here floating around somewhere, so I need to go give them a high five because I love it.
Okay.
So it doesn't take up space in your shower when you don't want to sit, but if you do want to sit and chill, you can just sit down, flip up, flip down. Great for aging in place, too, or just a space saver so you don't have that big blocky seat built into your shower, but you still have the opportunity to sit because, you know.
I like that.
Sometimes you want to chill.
Too.
Sometimes you want to chill.
And
you
bringing wood into the bathroom just kind of, like, gives it that whole natural element that's sort of calming.
Spa. I mean, everybody is dying for a spa bathroom. You know, the elements of spa can be so accessible to anyone now. So little touches like teak and wood and, you know, soothing colors.
Now, I want you to do one of those one-day projects
yes.
where it actually is a spa.
Yeah.
So it's like Monsters, Inc., where you open the door,
uh-huh.
and there's, like, all those people in your bathroom, and they're ready to do all kinds of treatments on you. Could you do that in one day?
Yeah. But
magic door?
Only if you come help.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. And I want you to know also that you said soothing colors, and I almost fell asleep.
Yeah.
I was getting really like, yeah, spa, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Blood pressure's down.
Blood pressure's
right.
down.
But
calming.
Needing to move into
a
break.
We do.
He's up.
So you have to follow Lori March on Twitter, @Lori_March.
Yes.
And check out all of her projects on HGTV Remodels, HGTV Gardens, Cooking Channel, everybody.
Everybody,
check it out.
Everywhere.
She's got a project for you. It doesn't matter what you like to do. She's got a project for you. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Hold on to me as we go. As we roll down this unfamiliar road, though this wave is stringing us along, though you're not alone, I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to your demons, they fill you with fear. The trouble it might bring you down. You get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone. Gonna make this place your home.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see redwrcla.org.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce.
He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
We'll never be royal. It's running our blood. The kind of luck sustained for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee. And baby, I rule, I rule, I rule, I rule. Let me live that fantasy.
Oh, and we're living the fantasy.
We're
living the dream. We're living large.
We're large.
We're making it happen at Design Construction Week, first ever.
Yes, we are.
Here inside the Formica booth, and we're joined by Toolhound.
Toolhound.
Get it done. Get it done, girl. And what else? I'll come up with another one later. Kayleen McCabe, DIY Network Rescue Renovation. Woohoo!
Yeah!
So excited to be here with you guys.
And I love your necklace.
Thank you so much. Well, you guys have wonderful music all the time, so I brought my tiny harmonica.
And
we'll play a little duet later.
Oh,
it's
that's
literally
nice.
What, like an inch?
It is.
Yeah, it's
play,
the tiniest
play a little.
Little...
You're ridiculous. I just need to say that right now. It's just, you're crazy.
Yeah, having some music. What if I see something really cool and I don't want to cheer? I can harmonize with it.
You totally could. That is actually a really smart thing to do because, you know, the, oh, my God, it's so over. Oh, that's awesome, so over. People are going to start having harmonicas on their necklaces, and that's how you say,
yeah, I choo-choo-choo-choo you.
Literally everything that comes out of your mouth, fantastic. I mean, it's just gold.
Coffee on an empty stomach. It's the sarcasm central right now.
Oh, my God. So
are you incorporating the harmonica into your show, Rescue Renovation?
I should have thought of that. No, not yet, but this time.
Yeah.
Coming up, yeah. We'll have a very tiny drum kit and a harmonica.
That's it. I'm out. I'm leaving.
It's going to be a nice. Oh, I'll have like a flea circus band. So,
That's a really good thing. So we're at the Kitchen and Bath Show. I want to know, you know, when you go in to help out and save people from their projects and make them over, make their homes beautiful, for kitchens and baths, like, when you're tearing apart something, what is your biggest pet peeve that you find inside the walls that you're like, come on, guys?
Oh, people do crummy work all the time and then hide it with drywall. So it's studs aren't spaced correctly, or you're going to find plumbing pipes that have just been patched. Wires and walls, that is constant. People just... if you can't see it, it doesn't exist. No big deal. So that is absolutely it. People just trying to hide crummy remodeling work. Like,
so far, you're not saying anything new to me.
Well,
I thought that's what drywall was for.
Well, how do you break it to homeowners, though? You're like, you know, you're very lucky that your house isn't on fire right now.
Well, that's where the sarcasm comes in, because I'm really honest. Like, what were you thinking? How did you even consider this being a good idea? So that's where I have the bonus with the show and just being honest. I'm not going to beat around the bush.
What is the biggest, worst, most pet peevish disaster area you've uncovered? You just open it up, and this was the one that said, are you kidding me?
It is, you need to update your wax ring on your toilet every few years, and sometimes folks will let that go for far too long. So I've been pulling toilets with so much water damage underneath then we're having to replace the subfloor. It's a slow leak that happens over time. It's not necessarily something that you're going to notice, but that is it, because the toilet wasn't installed and sealed correctly. Well, the damage, I mean, I've had to go down and redo floor joists and the subfloor. It's a pain. That would be it.
So when you're having those conversations with homeowners, is it sort of like, do you ever look at them and it's like crickets to them? And then they're just waiting for you to say, red, blue, wood,
pretty now.
Yeah.
You do. You see them zone out and that glaze over like, I don't know what she's saying. something bad, she'll fix it. something, it'll be great. Like
one of those things, something, sounds expensive.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. That is the first. They always hear that.
Yeah,
you know,
they hear that one.
Folks don't want to hear how they've messed up, but they do want to know how much it will cost, which is sometimes not a tough number to sell folks. Expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if your floor's gone.
Yeah.
Because of a pinhole.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're never going to know.
I have folks still using one of the toilets, and it was, like, lopsided. She's like, well, every time, you know, the floor's a little squishy around it, I don't know how the toilet didn't fall through the floor. I'm really blown away. Like, oh, you shouldn't be in here.
Not going to lie to you. Our house.
We had that when we moved into our
old house.
Yeah.
And total, just like that. And we're lucky we didn't fall in.
Well,
fortunately, it was freezing in there in the winter, so the ice kept us from falling through.
The other thing, too, there was a crawl space. It wasn't the full basement. So if we fell down, it wouldn't be
that far.
It wouldn't
just
be
like
as far. Yeah. But
floor up to your armpit.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. That was. I don't know how the previous homeowner didn't do anything about that.
Sometimes
people just get. Do you find? This is a psychology question.
All right.
Do you find
lay down.
That we don't have to go to Angkor Wat in Thailand or Cambodia or anything? It's just, do you find that people in their homes and their projects just get used to the disaster, and it's like, I don't know what it would be like, but it's not they walk into it and it's a disaster. It happens over time and they just stop seeing it.
Absolutely. It's like maybe seeing a tree grow. It just happens so slow, and then one day you look at it and you're like, oh, a full-grown tree right there. Same thing. Folks just let it go, and they get used to it, and then maybe they distract themselves with something else or, you know, start another project. It is. People just turn blind to it.
Wow. I would put a flat-screen TV over it. That's my new... It's my new wall patch.
Your wall paneling is flat-screen TV?
Yeah, just another TV. That way I can be super
distracted.
That's
a
distracting.
Unique look.
Yeah,
that's a unique look.
It's really electronic.
When it starts getting really bad, I put them outside.
That is actually...
Failing on the wall.
Mostly insane.
That window's broken. We better hang another TV.
Okay, changing subjects. We're at the Kitchen and Bath Show. We're at the International Builder Show. We're at Design Construction Week. What are you hunting for? Like, you have a short list of products that you're looking for projects, or are you just like letting it sort of just like come over you?
Soak in. Yeah. My nerdiness already has like the list, and I made a little map on where to go because the convention is giant this year. There's so much floor to cover, but I am searching for hardware, some different ideas with cabinets, maybe some furniture things, and then looking at what are the new components. I love seeing the new stuff. And then pretending that I could put that into my house.
I always pretend that I can put everything into my house, too. Like, I feel like I'm shopping here for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some nice bathtubs, and I'm like, well, I mean, if I just knocked out a wall when I got home, I could make it fit. I'm like, no.
Yep.
Control.
Now, is your house ever going to be done? Are you always going to be working on it?
I will always be working on it. There are so many different places, and I feel like by the time I'm going to be done with the whole thing, the first thing I started with will need to be done. But my shop is taking up so much time just trying to get that organized and put together in a coherent fashion that I'm going to say my house will probably never be done because I'm going to be in the garage the whole time goofing off. So
when you went into the shop to try to set it up, what was like the first thing, like I have to do this first before I can do anything else?
I had to move my compressor out and put it into a soundproof cage outside because it drives me insane.
We need that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, then the problem was, so then I did that, but then I got a dust containment system. It's like, well, I should just build a bigger closet outside.
Right.
And then just, if you give a mouse a cookie with me constantly.
Right,
so.
But the dust containment makes noise too.
It does. So I'm trying to put them both outside, but now I put an addition onto my outdoor closet. It's
so
just,
basically, your outbuilding is going to be bigger than your house eventually.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to have my noisy tools on the outside of the garage, the pretty dust makers inside.
Kaylin has a ginormous house. Wait, no, that's not the house. That's the outbuilding with all of her like tools and supplies and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love compressors. Are a tool that I love to hate. Because they're awesome, you need them, but if you like have a little pancake compressor, that thing runs, and it runs like machine gun fire.
Yeah.
Whee!
Like, why?
And it turns on. Our trick, we got a big one, high pressure compressor, and we leave it out. We don't leave it outside forever, but on projects, we leave it outside, and all we bring in is the hose.
That is the way to go. It
and
really
it doesn't
is.
Cycle that much.
No.
So we can blow through tons of nails, and it, there you go.
That is the way to go. My compressor is a little finicky right now. It walks. When it's charging, it'll move. And I've come into the building, and I'm like, how did that compressor move like 15 feet? And it'll unplug itself. So I need
to it'll unplug itself.
Tired.
It is.
Okay, I'm all set. Stop using me. I want to break.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I
go
quit.
Yeah.
So if you had, like, crew members on Rescue Renovations, DIY Network, set up compressors and set up tools and not use cords that are big enough to get that whole distance, and you're doing something, like, say, I don't know, being on camera or, I don't know, fixing the wax ring in the toilet or, I don't know, something important, and all the lights go out and the sound guy's like, I can't hear you. Because they're 16 miles down the street with a little tiny Christmas lights cord.
Oh, absolutely. And do you think the power that you're pulling with construction and then you're doing television, most homes don't have the capacity to handle that all at once. So it is sort of a, I need a generator too.
you're going to have a ginormous outbuilding.
It never ends.
You just have to go to DeWalt and just go in there and just
I'll take everything.
Get it.
Just give me your stuff.
Just get it.
Kayleen DeWalt McCabe. I mean,
yeah.
Big sacrifice.
Somebody get me a Sharpie brand marker. I'm going to write on your back, DeWalt.com, like those boxing matches.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Rescue Renovations, what are we going to be seeing on TV? We only have a couple of minutes left. What can all of your fans be looking forward to?
I think the best episodes we've done yet. Season 5 was a blast. We were able to do 5 one-hour specials, so it's a little bit of longer format. And then I was able to redo my dad's house. So it's sort of a treat for me to show folks where I grew up and then check out one of my favorite spaces now.
Oh,
wow.
What is his workshop like? Do you go over there and like, Dad, really? I can't believe you have this set up like this.
It is. He has a smaller garage, so
he needs a larger outbuilding?
He does, yes. We steel tools, it's a little competitive.
Steel tools from each other?
Absolutely,
oh,
yeah.
You go looking for something and it's not there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't lose tools on set. I have to, you know, write my name on. Like, Dad, this saw is mine.
Oh, I do have one more question I have to before we go to break. Tool belt, what do you use? What do you like?
Occidental.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're my favorite. It took a while to break in, especially to do leather, but now that they are, I'll have them for the rest of my life. They just are phenomenal.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking into that.
Look
I'm always
shopping
for
leathers.
A new tool belt because, like, the...
Here's what a dweeb I am. I'm sorry. Bestbelt.com. I know the website. What is wrong with me?
He's a nerd.
Kayleen McCabe.
But I love him so much.
Rescue Renovation.
Tool Hound.
Tool Hound galore.
Follow Kayleen on Twitter at Kayleen McCabe because we do, and we have to go to break, and we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
I got my ticket for the long way round. 2 bottle of whiskey for the way. And I sure would like some sweet company. I'm leaving tomorrow, what do you say? When I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my hair. You're gonna miss me everywhere. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone, when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my walk. You're gonna miss me by my talk. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. I got my ticket for the long way round. The one with the prettiest of views. It's got mountains, it's got rivers. It's got sights that give you shivers. But sure would be prettier with you. When I'm gone, when I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my hair. You're gonna miss me everywhere. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone, when I'm gone, when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my walk. You're gonna miss me by my talk. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from my Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Plan, plan, plan.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune in to the My Fix It Up Life show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
Got paint prep? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Close your eyes. Does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
Nothing has changed at all because we're right here at Design Construction Week inside the Formica booth with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark. And you've got to be nervous because I'm shopping here.
I know you're shopping
here. I am.
I don't need to be nervous. What do I need to be nervous about?
Well, you know, I want a lot of stuff.
Well, there you go.
We're going to have to find projects to put them in, too.
Oh, you're going to have to find someone to build them because I'm busy.
All good.
I'm going to be swinging in my hammock, which I will make myself.
Really?
Out of Formica.
And we have a guest here who's a Formica expert. Amy, how are you?
Good. How are you all?
We're doing great. And,
awesome.
You know, you have an awesome booth this year at the Kitchen and Bath Industry
Thank
Show.
You.
I love the trees.
We were liking the trees. We thought it was a nice way to kind of make it feel light and airy, bring a little outside inside, and show off what we have.
Now, will there be pictures on Formica's Facebook page? People can check it out and see what the booth
yeah.
looks like and
we'll
everybody?
We'll do some on Facebook.
Okay.
People can check it out on Twitter as
okay.
well, LinkedIn, too. So
nice.
We're all over the place.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That is
nice.
So good.
I didn't get tree out of this. I got column.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, are there supposed to be trees?
They're supposed to be
trees.
Because
if they are, then I just have no idea what's happening.
Well, it's kind of artistic, right? You make it what you want it to be.
I'll be quiet for the rest of the
evening. Yeah, you know, it's like an ink blot. You just like, what do you see, Mark? I see a column.
I see a column.
You're very classical with your approach.
Yes,
a
column
is an interpretation of a tree. That's why they made them that way. Because there actually used to be a... columns
literally,
in Roman times. They
literally dozing off.
Okay. Anyway.
What are you talking about?
Because it used
about?
To be a forest. They made columns because they replicated trees in natural setting.
They made columns to hold up the pediment.
Yes, but they made them in that
replicate
style.
Replicate trees. Amy, for Mike, hold on a minute. We're going to argue for about 2 hours.
All okay. Right.
And if you could just stand by.
So let's talk about trends and colors and stuff and
yeah.
surfacing. Like, I want to know because, like, there's gorgeous new... colors here. The Red Dragon.
You bet.
It's in my house. Like, I want
oh,
it there now.
It's awesome.
Yes. And then also, you guys have the what is it called? The black walnut timber. Gorgeous.
Yes.
And then I'm seeing you have an acrylic countertop, too.
That's right.
Okay.
So let's talk colors first.
Okay.
So I think, you know, what we're seeing is kind of the whites and grays are always popular, and they continue to be big. But that one dramatic piece for your home, like the Red Dragon, is hot. And people are looking for what can be kind of the showpiece for my island, and that's it. And so we are so excited about Red Dragon. The other one is Magma Black, is another one of those really, really dramatic kind of, wow, look at all the movement in that. It's an awesome-looking piece.
It actually looks
like there's movement in it, like the magma, especially in the vertical treatment that you have displayed.
Yeah.
It really does look like magma. It's gorgeous.
It really does look like you know you're a volcanologist.
I am a volcanologist. I know about, like, classical design and volcanology.
Okay, first columns or trees. All right,
you
I get it.
You should totally check out my resume. It's
spectacular.
Okay. Well, I'm going to build
a hinge in our
backyard.
It's like a Cheesecake Factory menu. You just keep going and going. It's endless.
You can't ever eat everything at a Cheesecake Factory.
No.
That's
true. It's like you can sit down to read a little story about what you might be eating.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you also have new materials here.
That's right, we do. So, you know, Formica has sold solid surfacing for a lot of years, and it has been a polyester acrylic blend. And what we are doing is we're starting to transition to all acrylic. And so that's what you saw. Our Noche Travertine solid surfacing is acrylic. And people go, well, does that matter? What's it all about? Well, what it matters is for the folks who are installing it. So it's much easier for the guys who are fabricating it or putting it into your kitchen to bend and really kind of make beautiful in your home. I think the nice thing, and now, you know, our polyester acrylic blend did this too, but acrylic is such a fantastic surface in terms of cleaning and in terms of really being safe. So, you know, that's another nice benefit too.
So it's FSC certified, Green Guard certified, all that stuff.
It's made in the USA,
okay,
which is really cool. It's made right down the street from us in Kentucky.
So it used to not be made in the USA, but now it's going to be with the acrylic.
That's
that is
right.
Actually awesome.
Bring it back.
Awesome.
There's no reason to make something. Anyway, that segue I'll get into later.
It's easier to work with in the field, and you can make awesome shapes because I'm thinking about like all the cool different curves you can do. And it's made in the USA.
And I just went to, can you use it in the bathroom?
You absolutely can. It's fantastic for the bathroom. I mean, you know, and unlike stones, you don't have to seal it. You don't have to worry. Kind of all that maintenance stuff, no way, no how. Just get it installed. It looks great. It holds up beautifully in the bathroom. And made in the USA.
Love.
What I love about the acrylic and kind of the, you know, being easy to use for the folks who install it, a guy came in and he brought me this piece that was like bent all the way around. He was like, look at what you can do with this. It
wow.
was super cool.
How
so you really can do fun things.
How are they doing? Like the commercial applications for this must just be
huge.
Like office lobbies and all this kind of whacked out stuff would be awesome.
Yeah.
How do you bend? Like, do they heat it up?
I think they, yeah, they do. No expert here.
Is there a video we can watch? Like, you have that
we
out?
We could probably
like,
get you something.
I want to totally see how.
It's neat.
I want to visit
wanna
the factory.
Something.
I want to, like, go and watch it being formed.
Yes, we want
field trip.
To make that's something out of that
which
right
would
now.
Be super cool. Absolutely.
Do you have a pack of matches with you? We can just do it right now.
I think I've got one of those little lighters.
Seriously?
You heat it up.
A pack of matches?
Well, we got to make it hot because we got to get out of here.
Yes, we do. So go to Formica.com.
Get a pack of matches.
Follow them on Twitter at Formica Group, and we have to go to break, so we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Singing from a dish with a seatbelt on. Bet you thought I'll never say that I was wrong. You never know where you're gonna find it. Somewhere in the back of your eyelid. The liquid truth can kill you. If the courage made a thrill for so long. Just another guy more than halfway home. Never getting sick of the drive alone. Taking back the money that I borrowed. Swearing it'll all in tomorrow. Looks like I got what I wanted. Maybe not the way that I thought it would go.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
All the faces met, the lies we told, all the secrets kept. We're bought and sold and we forgot the little things that mattered most. We were young. All the years we spent, the script we wrote, made the ending up a long road and we can find our way home again. Come back down. Then I grab the wheel, check the map, strap my belt, course correct,
hit the gas and come back home to you. Won't be long, I've got to go, change the route up as I go. Promise you I'd see this thing through. Yeah, course correct.
Always
myself upbeat back
music here.
Home.
Always.
Always.
Always as we bring you back into my
yeah.
life in the Formica booth. Tim Williams, timwilliams.com. Buy that guy's music. Talent, talent, and funny. And he also owes me $20.
He does. That's why he's complimenting him so much, because he wants to get that $20 back.
Pay your debts, man. Pay your debts.
You just have to. And we're joined by Ron Hazelton, Ron Hazelton's house call, ronhazelton.com, all over the place, home improvement guru.
Guru. Legend.
You know, you only say that because I have gray hair. I know. I know.
Anybody with gray hair, I call a guru.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They don't have to have accomplished
his
a darn thing.
His mommy taught him right.
Yeah.
Your mother taught you right.
Hey, look,
respect
you
your
hair.
Elders. Yeah,
yeah,
that was right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, maybe if I went gray, then we would have
you'd
a
have respect.
Relationship at home.
Yeah, that would do it because, of course.
I have to dye my hair.
I would have no reason to respect Ron Hazelton other than the color of his hair. Are you kidding? Are we even in this conversation?
Well, it is a joy to see you
here
in Vegas. And you know, we get to see you, I guess, just this once a year now.
This is it. This is our
anniversary
meeting.
Celebrating together. And, you know, what are you doing here? Are you looking for new products? Are you filming for the TV show?
Yeah, both.
Both?
Both. Yeah, it's always a dual thing for me.
Okay.
You know, I've got some things that I just kind of decided beforehand that I want to go take a look at. But most basically, this show, for me, is a chance to just walk around like anybody else. And discover stuff that's new, innovative. You know, I kind of see myself as the curator now.
Yeah.
The curator,
yeah.
Right? So I'm in between. Most people can't come to the show. Most consumers can't come to the show. If they did, they would be completely overwhelmed. So what's my job? Well, I guess it's to go around on their behalf, pick out some things that I think are really cool and, you know, share them with them. And we shoot video on those.
Well,
so,
overwhelmed is sort of an understatement, too, because for everybody listening, you think about your local home and garden show in your town, in your city, and that could fit inside the Design Construction Week, International Builder Show, Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, probably like 10, 15 times over.
Yeah, and particularly overwhelming this year, I think, because of the Kitchen and Bath and the Builder Show and everything all here under one roof. It's monstrous, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, and I'll never see it all myself, but and I'm what people are going to see who watch the show and go to the website are what appeal to me. So I'm selfish in a little bit.
Ooh, so what are you selfish about? Like,
I don't know yet. I just got here. I'm gonna, I'm very much attracted to things that move. So as I walk around, if somebody's got a cool demonstration and it's a cool product, it's more likely to catch my attention. Because I'm kind of, you know, video oriented, that
sure,
sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, whatever. And it's totally subjective. You know, well, listen with you guys too, isn't it? I mean, it's what you like, and you
it
hope
is.
There are enough people out there who share your, you know, your.
There's a clawfoot bathtub across the way from us.
Yeah.
With like a, it's right over there.
Yeah, I love
it. It looks like it's got a wood grain.
The wood
on the
with the black on the bottom.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Well, on the
absolutely
other side
gorgeous.
Of that, there's a spade like you would see in a playing card and a design on there. That's it's unbelievable. It's a work of art. And I want to take a bath in that tub.
I think you might want to wait a little bit to do that, though.
Yeah,
there's a few people around here that
five.
Might not.
Yeah.
After 5.
The lights go down.
5:01, perhaps. Yeah,
the candlelit comes up. You know,
you,
have the music.
You bring a good point, though, because home improvement, I'm kind of attracted to the functional stuff, but this, particularly on the kitchen side over here, so much of this is aesthetic. So much of it are things that just look beautiful. They function really well. Like, I'm sure that tub is wonderful to lounge in. But it's beautiful to look at. And so it's that combination of qualities. When you find all that in one product, great to look at, great to use, and then you're in a
wonderful. Do you ever have it at home? You know, so many husbands and wives sort of just have this, like, together, you know, that where you want to do something, she says, no, that's ridiculous, or, like, walking around here, like, that, I want to have that at our house, and you're like, no, can't
be
done.
You've been married just a few years.
So you're still in that phase.
Yes.
I'm in the whatever you want to do, dear, phase.
Oh, when does that, how many years does that take?
About, I don't know, decades.
Decades?
You know,
I must be accelerated because I gave up a long
so
time
I will have gray hair by the time that happens.
Well, you're sort of an advanced married man. You recognize this early in your career.
The fertility.
It's taken me a much longer time.
So on ronhazelton.com, what can we be looking at right now? We just have a couple of minutes left.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm very interested in right now. You won't find it on the show or on the website yet, but I'm very, very interested in digital fabrication tools.
Oh.
Probably, you know, the 3D printer,
yeah.
The computer-controlled routers and CNC machines. I honestly believe that this technology is going to move into the home workshop relatively soon. And so that's what's really caught my interest and my attention right now. And it's a little early in the game. But you know how technology moves now.
Sure.
It's just a flash, and it's there. And this opens up a whole new world to people to be able to design on a computer, design in a virtual world, and then by hitting a print button, have the computer control the fabrication machine. Now, I don't see the shop being totally that. We'll always want to go back to the more traditional methods. I think it'll be a combination of both. But I do think this technology is going to have a huge impact on the home workshop, and that's really what I'm interested in looking at right now.
Well, I'm fascinated by that, too, because it opens up the world just of design and just making, like, when you lose a fastener and there you don't have to go to the hardware store to get that one, you can print it out.
Right.
That just blows my mind, and saving so much time as DIYers, too, to be able to do that. And then replicating molding and all kinds of things.
And what we're going to see now, one of the things we're going to see is we're going to see all kinds of new materials. Right now it's plastic. It's going to be metal, it's going to be wood, it's going to be, they're going to be new composite materials we don't even know about yet. So it's an exciting place to be hanging out.
That are going to harden up and you can make a tool out of them or something much more durable than the plastic that gets liquefied and printed now. So, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
That totally blows my mind.
But for generation analog, read me, at ronhazelton.com, what kinds of tips and tricks can we find and are we looking for there? What are you working on?
Well, I've always said that I'm a very pragmatic guy. My dad was what I call a practical engineer. He built a lot of stuff, but he never drew it out. It just came out of his head. So most of my stuff is practical, and it's the kind of thing you're probably going to have to deal with sometime along the line, along the way. and it really, my projects are kind of what I would say are projects for weekend do-it-yourselfers. They're not the room edition. But if a couple who's really kind of into DIY and home improvement could probably complete most of these projects in a weekend or two. So it's sort of that middle of the road, doable, practical, apply it to your life. Yeah, I really think I would like to do that and could do that.
I can put up a couple beams between the kitchen and the living room. I can fix my sink. I can build the doghouse, et cetera.
Yeah, and you know, and this whole the bragging rights thing, and particularly in this sort of digital world that we live in, where so much of it is on a computer, it's so great to be able to use your hands and construct something in your own home that you can look at, that you can actually use and appreciate. It's very grounding and it's very satisfying, and I think that's a big part of do-it-yourself home improvement.
And it's a good way of spending time together too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Togetherness. And make it real. We'll be back with more from the Formica booth and my Fix It Up Life.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, the wind is blowing my mind.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fypon.com.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life. We're at the end of the show.
So check us out at MyFixItUpLife.com. Send us an email at info@MyFixItUpLife.com. Your project ideas, your inspirations, your questions. We love questions.
Check us out on Facebook. Twitter, Google Plus, and watch our videos on YouTube.
Listen to our radio show on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philadelphia every Saturday. And
check back with us next week for another rocket episode.